The 2026 Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1st to November 30th, and Vincentians have been cautioned not to become complacent during the season and to always be vigilant in the event that hazards develop during adverse weather conditions. These words of caution were issued by Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes, who said NEMO started preparations early for this year's hurricane season with the National Emergency Shelter Inspection Program already completed.
We live with the threat of a hurricane for 6 months out of every year, and we need to pay attention that that can happen from June to November, or even sometimes outside of that traditional hurricane season. This year, we have already started our activities, not about the hurricane season alone. At NEMO, we focus on all hazards and threats that can affect us. We have already completed the shelter inspection, and we wanted to do it a bit earlier this year because we do have some shelters that are still occupied with persons from Hurricane Beryl, and we wanted to ensure that we conducted the shelter inspection earlier this year, so that's completed.
Ms. Forbes said NEMO has been hosting a series of training exercises for the public and its officers, and these programs are continuing to ensure that residents in communities across the country can respond effectively to any eventuality during a disaster.
We have been doing training in reviewing the whole damage assessment procedures. We already conducted training in February. We have two training coming up in May, where we are training the new assessors that have been joining the various ministries and the key ministries that support the damage assessment process, because it's key that we ensure that whatever we are doing is uniform across all ministries and all sectors. So we are working on improving that and having more persons trained and uniformed in the assessment methodology that is used to capture the data and capture the information that is damaged.
Ms. Forbes said training will also be taking place in the Grenadines to ensure that the entire country is prepared for the 2026 Atlantic hurricane season, and she also reiterated the importance of early preparation.
We will also focus on doing some training in the Grenadine Islands. I know the deputy is working on getting that scheduled. Now the peak tourism season has gone because most of the persons are self-employed there. So we are working on having those training now in the Grenadine Islands, and we continue the whole public education and awareness around getting ready for the hurricane season. I want to encourage persons not too early to start the preparedness, because it only takes one event to actually have heavy impact on the country. We saw we have had early systems before. Beryl was early. We have had earlier systems around the region in terms of hurricane impact. So it's not too early to start preparing for the hurricane season. The climate has changed. We see different phenomena coming and happening. Heavy rainfall, dry periods within the hurricane season. So I want to encourage persons, it's not too early. Start your preparations now, because preparation for the hurricane season and for all hazards begin with each and every one of us.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes. I am Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.